welcome back, Ping. This is episode
54.
Let you say it, Paul. 54 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are talking about each and every week. And we just celebrated April Fool's Day.
We did.
Did you get fooled?
To be determined. I have my doctor's appointment right after filming.
Have you ever really encountered a really good April Fool's joke in the past? I mean, I know I've actually perpetrated some really poor ones, and I've had people try to get me, but I've never really gotten into the holiday that much. No one can get me.
Yeah, I've really done some pretty amazing pranks in
Have
my
you?
Time. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, so really simple ones. Like last year, I said that I was done with a PC, and I finally bought a Mac or an iPhone or something like that, and I had like 20 comments on my Facebook wall. Everyone's
people
like,
believed you?
Oh, completely bought into it, and they had no idea. And then about like the 20th comment was, this is an April Fool's Day joke.
This is an April Fool's Day, yeah. Last year on the radio station I listened to in the mornings, unbeknownst to me, before I even woke up, they had started telling everyone it was a half an hour later than it was. And so everyone, including myself, was like, oh God, I'm late! Like, I think that was a really good one, like subtle. But if you guys have perpetrated or had perpetrated on you some really stellar April Fool's jokes, please send them in, because I need to start planning for next year. I dropped the ball this year.
Yeah, well, a really fun thing to do is to go into someone's auto-fix properties in Word, and whenever they type in their name, like Paul or Mestamaker or something like that, you have it like auto-complete into something like incredibly inappropriate.
That's terrible. You know, I had interns, and then we're going to start the show, I promise, like back in like 98, and they rearranged all the actual keys on my keyboard, and this is before I could like type without looking. So I'm going like this, hunting and pecking and pushing Q, but like L comes up because all the letters, I fired them. That's how I roll. Let's start the show.
All right, so in a previous episode of Ping, we talked about Microsoft Home.
Yes, H-O-H-M.
Yes, H-O-H-M, not H-O-M-E, which is...
Doubt me.
Yeah.
Look at you looking to see if I got it right.
Well, no, I was just...
Did she know what she's talking about? Oh, she does.
I was just looking at how there was a typo in the mail that you sent earlier spelling it wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's internal. That's just you and me messing around.
So, anyway, Microsoft Home, currently available for people to look at their own... energy consumption for their apartments and houses in certain areas.
But hot topic these days.
Hot topic. Electrifying, actually.
I think he's brilliant.
we're not talking about the place in the mall where you get like the crazy like goth hair and like pink lipstick and like choker chains. That's a different hot topic.
I wouldn't know about that sort of thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at all.
I love it.
At all.
I'm bringing Xbox back. Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about
how Microsoft Home is extending what it's going to be helping with it from an energy point of view. There's an announcement that Microsoft just made that we will be working with the Ford products.
Yep.
Ford's coming out with 5 new electric vehicles over the next 3 years. The first one's going to be available later this year in 2010, and they're going to have Microsoft Home software, making it easier for the consumers to manage how their cars get recharged.
Right, because I guess there's certain times of day and times of night which is more ripe or more beneficial for you to actually plug in and charge.
In some areas, there's variable-based pricing for the energy that you consume. So there might be like 8 cents per kilowatt hour during certain periods and 12 cents per kilowatt hour for other periods. And when you have to power something really, really expensive like a car, that can actually add up over the course of a year. So this software will
not
actually...
Not as much as gas, though.
I actually haven't done the research. I don't know if that's even true. but this software will help you understand when the best time to charge your cars are and maybe even do it automatically. On top of that, the data being used from this will help all the energy companies plan the increased use of power over the coming decades, because now that cars are going to be powered out of a home versus out of these gas stations, there's going to be a completely different model for...
So tell the power companies when to jack up our prices.
Right, I mean, they
the
are...
The pessimist in me says.
Government-regulated industries, so hopefully they won't be doing that.
Well, that's awesome, you know...
But we can blame it on Microsoft, so...
Well, Microsoft is doing our part to help, you know, the environment. Do you know anyone with a electric car?
I don't.
No, me neither. I know, I mean, obviously I have several friends with hybrids, but I don't know how I feel about plugging in my car every night. to charge it up and how long it would last. I know that when they first came out, didn't they only last like a couple hours and you had to recharge again?
I don't know. I can understand that. I mean, sometimes I need a nap after a couple hours.
So. You have to recharge.
Yeah.
Does Microsoft have a software program to tell you when is the optimal times when you should do such things?
Yeah, when I start yawning and I don't have a meeting for 30 minutes, boom, lights off, on the floor, out for 10.
If you want more information on this topic, which you probably do because we didn't give you that much, but they haven't really put that much out yet. Larry Larson, Lightbulb from our team, is going to be interviewing that team, and I think he's posting the video either shooting on the 9th or posting on the 9th. Larry?
Shooting
on the 9th. So if you have questions before then, put them here in the comments, and Larry will get your questions answered directly from the people making the product at the home team.
Awesome.
Cool.
On to the next story.
All right, guys, we've done a lot of talking about Windows Phone 7 series. I'm excited about it. I hope you are, too. We don't have one yet, but what you can have is a training kit.
Yep.
Here on Channel 9, we've got a lot of training kits and learning centers. If you go to channel9.mstan.com/learn, and it'll take you there. We've put up the Windows Phone 7 dev kit training series for you to go and sort of learn how to build apps and how to get...
This was actually put together or owned by a guy by the name of Yohai.
Yohai Kiriati.
And you know what he was formerly famous for? Being in my music video.
Was he in that?
Yeah, I think
he
wanted his name completely removed from everything, but perhaps we're
going to... Roll the clip!
Anyway, some cool stuff.
Yep.
Aside from the boy band video, there are three units right now. One is how you can. It's called Getting Started with Windows Phone. The next one is Silverlight for Windows Phone, and the third one is XNA Framework 4.0 for Windows Phones. So there are a bunch of different training materials that are all. Maybe your phone just realized we're talking about phones.
My phone did. But keep going. This is good information, Paul.
So even though this is on a Channel 9 site, these aren't videos. These are actually, like, documentation.
Screencasts.
I don't know if they're even screencasts. They're screenshots.
Okay.
Where you can go through and read a tutorial that step-by-step, like, goes through. So, I mean, this is really useful. Like, when I learn how to code, like, mm-hmm. the first thing I want to do is I want to watch, a short video about a topic to see if I'm interested, which is generally what Channel 9 provides me. Mm-hmm. And then I want to go find a tutorial or something that I can follow step-by-step, have code samples and everything, and just have me walk through at my own pace.
Right.
And that's what this thing is. It's that second piece. So.
Cool. And there's going to be a ton more when the dev tools are released publicly, which is coming soon. We're going to have a ton more videos and screencasts and lots of app demos between Yohai and myself and the rest of Channel 19. So just keep checking back there. But go ahead and get started now because we want you developing for the Windows Phone 7 series platform. All right, so if you guys have been watching Ping from the beginning, you know that former co-host, not nearly as talented as Mr. Mestermaker here, but Max...
Well, I mean, he's far better at Rock Band than I am, and he's in his own band at Stanford now.
He is in his own band called Section 7. They rock. But anyway, he's a huge Zune fan.
He's
a Zune fanboy almost. I mean, they kind of got a little ridiculous at points. So he would be very, very excited about this next story. I don't know if you can feign... the level of excitement that he would bring, but you can try. Maybe jumping would be good.
Portable music's not that important to me.
Portable music's important to anyone. Anyway, Zune announced that they're going to be releasing a 64-gigabyte model.
Wow.
That's huge. Let me tell you something, Paul.
How big is that?
It's big. It's bigger than 63 gigabytes, tell you that much. I don't even know how many songs I can hold, but I have, don't laugh, but I have like a 4-gigabyte portable music player. And I haven't filled it up. I think 64 gigabytes is just ridiculous.
Really? I think I downloaded that much in college in like one year.
I mean, I guess if you put movies and stuff, but strictly for music, 64 gigs?
I think it's like 20,000 songs.
That's ridiculous. If you put it on shuffle, you'd be there for a week to hear all that music.
No, you'd be there far longer than that.
Shuffle and fast forward, you'd be there for a week.
Everything gets remixed with Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Anyway, there it's coming out, so I'm sure a lot of you guys will be excited about that. Max, and it's $350.
Yep. So the interesting kind of quirky thing about this is that it was released in a kind of a funny way. Some people aren't sure if it was an accident or if it was an accident and mm-hmm. someone wanted to make this get out there virally. That's what I'm kind of thinking. But what happened is the Zune website accidentally put up some pictures and some information about the upcoming Zune, and then it was taken down, and someone blogged about it, and then a Microsoft spokesperson actually said, yes, we will be releasing a 64 gigabyte version. It'll be about $350. And when they announced that that would happen, they also dropped the price of the 32 gigabyte and 16 gigabyte models by $20 each.
Nice.
So it is coming out.
That's where I go. 16 gigs is plenty for me. I'm not as gluttonous as you.
Yeah, I mean,
supersized Paul.
0 gigs is plenty for me. So.
All right. So there you go. Go out and get it soon. Bye. All right, we're gonna let you go. It's been a fascinating show thus far. We're actually both a little under the weather, so sorry if we're kind of like out there this week.
It's been an emotional day for all of us.
No, I'm
feeling fine. Much more back to normal. You're fine?
Yeah.
You're just going to the doctor after this?
Annual appointment.
Rash. Reed Rash. But before we go, as always, we like to toss out a little nugget of goodness. And for those of you who are excited about Windows Phone 7, as we all are, you can actually get the... A Windows Phone 7 theme on your desktop.
Yep.
And you can have, it'll basically look like the operating system with the hubs and the hives and all that stuff. And to get it, go to Omnimo, O-M-N-I-M-O. Is it omnimo.com?
I'm not sure what the actual address is.
We'll link to it. Lifehacker did a report on it, but it's really cool. There's a little bit of a detailed install process, but once you get it up and running...
It looks super slick, and it allows you to have like little gadgety things that look just like the panels that you've seen in demos for Windows Phone 7.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty cool. And I've already seen a lot of my tech friends already blog about this and show their own desktop and how they've customized it. So it really seems like a lot of people are going to enjoy this.
And you know, we've talked a little bit in past episodes about like different desktop themes you can have. And this is, I would say, far and away the best one that we've ever sort of promoted, if you will. So there you go. Check it out. Be your own judge. Let us know what you think.
And
don't forget to leave questions for Larry and the home team.
Yep.
H-O-H-M.
Yep.
Home team. They probably wouldn't like it if we said that.
And quick shout out to Adam Depew, who has been the co-host on here a few times. He's running a marathon.
In his silly shoes.
Yeah. And barefoot. He's running it barefoot with his little like five-finger footsie things. So I wanted to say.
So there you go. Good luck, Adam. We'll have you back on soon. And that is a wrap, boys and girls.
All right.
One, two, three.
Every single one. Bam.
Sorry.
That's why you missed.
Well, I'm careful. Bye bye.